From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. One of our most commented on stories of the week revolves around Governor Phil Murphy being caught maskless, not once, but twice, at crowded indoor events. I have been chronicling this story since last Monday at NJ1015.com when Murphy attended the Equality Ball sponsored by Garden State Equality at the Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park. No one seemed to be wearing a mask at that event, including other dignitaries like Congressman Frank Malone and Murphy's acting attorney general. It's an issue because Murphy's own guidance recommendations issued in July urged everyone in New Jersey to mask up regardless of vaccination status if they were attending a large indoor gathering. Our story even made it into the second and final debate for governor, as Murphy and GOP challenger Jack Cittirelli again sparred over mask mandates for school kids and forced vaccinations. Cittirelli again said he would not force kids to mask up in school and criticized Murphy for going maskless.
I just heard the governor talk about mask mandates, but as the news reported today, he participated in a very large indoor conference, I think over the last 3 to 4 days, in which nobody was wearing masks. So I do think our leadership... I do think our leadership needs to be consistent.
Now, Murphy claimed that he was only unmasked when he was on stage at the Diversity Ball, but photos from the event show few, if any, in attendance were wearing a mask at any time. During the debate, Murphy dismissed that criticism from Cittirelli and then mocked him for it.
I have to answer this thing about masking. You wearing a mask right now? Are you wearing a mask? No, we're on stage. I've done 227 COVID updates. I wear the mask on stage as I did tonight, take it off, speak, and put it on when I leave. And it's quite clear what the playbook is. Vaccinations and masking, whether it's in school or generally, that is the playbook.
Murphy seemed to stick to that playbook when he made an appearance at the New Jersey Association of Counties convention in Atlantic City. Attendees telling me he was masked up when he was not on stage. However, later that same night, he was in Monmouth County for a Democratic fundraiser being held at the Shore Club in Spring Lake. The $125 a plate invitation-only event sponsored by the Monmouth County Democrats Executive Committee and promoting an appearance by U.S. Senator Cory Booker. Booker is also seen in photos, speaking and taking photos with attendees without wearing a mask. Other maskless attendees included, again, Congressman Frank Pallone and members of the Monmouth County Democratic Committee. The event clearly stated on their invitation that they would follow CDC guidelines in place at the time of the event. Monmouth County remains at the highest risk for COVID transmission, according to the CDC's COVID tracker. In areas of high transmission, the CDC recommends wearing a mask indoors. New Jersey's First News is now on Facebook. Every morning, I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. You just like our Facebook page to have it included in your news feed. It was the price to pay for one night of near normalcy, a week of quarantine for hundreds of students in Spotswood exposed to COVID at homecoming.
Ahead of last weekend's homecoming dance at Spotswood High School, students turned in permission slips that outlined the 10-day quarantine if anyone tested positive within 48 hours, since the crowd of about 375 was too tough to contact trace. A number were feeling symptomatic Monday and stayed home. By Thursday, three students tested positive. Students who showed proof of either full vaccination or that they had ended isolation after their own case of COVID within 90 days prior have been able to return to school under the policy. Full quarantine ends Tuesday. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says more work needs to be done to get those between the ages of 12 and 15 vaccinated, adding only 56.1% of children in that age bracket in our state have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. In contrast,
only 57.1% of children ages 12 to 15 have received at least one dose. We need to improve that.
Persichilli says the department is working now with school districts and municipalities to try and encourage higher vaccination rates among students between the ages of 12 and 15. Governor Murphy has campaigned on providing pandemic relief to those in the U.S. illegally and living in New Jersey. State tax dollars are about to start flowing to the undocumented, not eligible for federal stimulus checks or unemployment benefits. New Jersey will soon start taking applications to pay out $1,000 per adult for unauthorized immigrants.
Don't get it wrong. Nettie Morsi says Make the Road New Jersey is excited by the launch of the state website, but it's been more than 5 months since Governor Phil Murphy announced the fund in early May.
We want to make sure that people are receiving the funds quickly. We're heading into 2 years after the pandemic has started.
Morsi says the $40 million will run out after reaching only about 10% of those eligible. She expects that to happen quickly.
Hopefully that itself will be a rallying cry to the governor's office and the legislature that we need to see an increase in the fund immediately.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A new poll in the race for governor finds older voters in New Jersey are overwhelmingly backing Governor Murphy for another term. That would be a major change from 4 years ago if that's how the vote actually turns out. Pollster Dan Cassino with FDU says we generally think of older voters as being more conservative and worried about things like taxes.
It seems like a natural constituency for Jack Cittrelli. We find that's really just not the case. There's a much bigger margin apparently among older voters than there is among voters overall.
The FDU poll finds Murphy up 25 points among voters 50 and older, though Cassino expects that will narrow as Republicans get more familiar with their candidate. As public hearings continue on New York City's congestion pricing plan, leaders in New Jersey don't know yet if we're even going to have a seat at the table when the final decision is made. The plan could result in Jersey drivers paying thousands more a year for the privilege of driving into Lower Manhattan.
Jersey Chamber of Commerce President Tom Bracken, who is also serving on the Jersey Fair Congestion Pricing Alliance, says if Garden State commuters are forced to pay a big new tax to enter the Big Apple, it could impact
real estate prices and make New Jersey a less desirable place to live. It might impact our state revenues, which, you know, could impact our economy.
We need to sit down together and work out a solution, says Bracken. Retaliating by putting in a big new tax on New York commuters is a lose-lose scenario that will only create animosity. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey drivers have to admit their own history behind the wheel when shopping for auto insurance, so the group Quote Wizard took that information and the info from drivers across the nation to compile their latest list of states with the best and worst drivers. And while New Jersey may not be the worst, we can certainly see that stretch of highway from here.
Everybody thinks that their state has the worst drivers, says Quote Wizard senior research analyst Nick VanZant, but their analysis gives folks an actual answer.
We found that New Jersey has the eighth worst drivers in the nation.
So far this year, New Jersey has posted the third highest rate of speeding tickets, VanZant says.
That's really what propelled you up the ranks.
We're 10th for accidents, 14th highest for citations, 33rd, not bad, for DUIs. Drivers in Iowa rank as the worst. The report says drivers in New Hampshire are the best. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Toms River Halloween Parade is officially back. Organizers posting online everything is a go for October 30th. The parade, which started in 1937, was canceled last year due to the pandemic. In the past, it's drawn crowds as big as 10,000. It is, in fact, the world's second largest Halloween parade, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime, on demand, through the free NJ101.5 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ101.5.com. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's first news at 5:30. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.